Welcome back to the fourth episode of Production Night, the Daily Aztec News Podcast. Joined here again by, can we introduce ourselves, please?
Absolutely. I'm Sarah Rott.
And I am Jason Freund. This will be my first time on this podcast.
Me too.
This is my first time on the podcast.
Me too.
Sarah, do you mind maybe we introduce ourselves a little bit to the crowd so they know just who's talking to them right now?
Why, yes. I am a junior in college at SDSU, obviously, and I am writing for the Daily Aztec under News and Opinion. Hey, Jason, what about you?
I'm also, obviously, a San Diego State student. I'm a senior, but I'm going to be taking a fifth year so I can graduate. Hopefully, that fifth year is going to be all I need to graduate. Currently writing for the Daily Aztec, I'm a kind of like a Swiss Army knife a little bit. I do a lot of my reporting for sports. Also help out with news and do a little bit of arts and culture. I also, you can also catch my podcast with Ryan Hardison, the Daily Aztec Music Podcast. We usually post that up whenever we try to. We always like to talk about music, so good to do a little something different, a little something new here on Production Night. Good to be here.
Giving that free promo.
I mean, you kind of have to throw it in there. You
absolutely.
You kind of have to at this point, don't you?
Absolutely.
A little bit of free marketing.
Absolutely.
You know, before we start, you know, some people actually have a really big fear of the number four. You know that?
Really?
There's a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called tetraphobia. It's the fear of number four.
Wow, that's interesting.
So, some people think number four is unlucky. Who knew?
Right. Who knew?
Well, I say we jump right into it, this latest batch of news stories we have here. Do you mind if I kick things off?
Absolutely. Kick it off, Jason.
First, we're going to hear from Alexa Oslowski. It's going to be about the first rest and recovery days received from students. We all kind of know about this already. I mean, we all saw the Zoom meeting back when President Delta Torres and the San Diego State County University Senate voted to remove spring break and replace it with four quote-unquote rest and recovery days spread throughout the semester. And the reaction was about as well expected as you could imagine from college students, as over 700 students attended this meeting to express opposition to the proposal. And I think maybe about like, I'd give it maybe 3 to 5 minutes after the announcement came, a petition, an online petition was released demanding the 9-day holiday be reinstated. It got more than 16,000 signatures on that.
Wow.
So what a lot of people are saying, the Daily Aztec, we reached out to students, we try and gather some opinions about maybe how was the first R&R day? Did it work for you? Did you have any assignments to do? Because what we're supposed to do is not do work. We're supposed to literally rest and recover. But for a lot of students in San Diego State, I believe myself included, we were unable to actually do anything because we had other assignments mm-hmm. that were due like on Saturday or the day after. Or maybe it was due on Monday, or we had tests that we need to study for. We were unable to actually do that. Us as students were unable to do this. As a quote here, it says, "The first rest and recovery day was no different than a normal Friday for me, as I still had work to do and study for my classes. I do not think any of my professors specifically had assignments around the rest and recovery day. However, my workload did not decrease at all." Now, I know the senators who support decisions said the votes were factored in concerns about students using the traditional break to travel, but students are kind of unable to travel as we are right now because of all the restrictions of COVID-19, of what is brought from COVID-19. And it's just also the fact that the rest and recovery days come in like the middle of the day at some points. It just seems kind of, I guess, random.
Yeah, right.
You can ask any student here at San Diego State, "Hey, were you able to rest and recover during the day?" And they said, "Nah, probably not. We were not unable to." Like, I know most people, they wanted to like spend a day just like kind of like being with family or taking a nap, maybe getting some good food, maybe just playing PS5.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they were unable to do that because some professors just took their assignment that was due on Friday and then moved it to Saturday.
Yeah.
That's not an R&R day.
No.
That's not an R&R day.
No.
I don't believe it's an R&R day. I don't think we'll be seeing this in the fall semester or the next spring semester, but unfortunately, I cannot tell. I won't be able to tell if we'll be seeing this again. Hopefully San Diego State learned from this experience and they realized that this decision is wildly unpopular amongst both students and faculty, and they'll choose to return spring break for the spring 2022 semester.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I know people that I've talked to, and I brought it up, and they said, oh yeah, isn't it great that I can get all my homework done on a rest and recovery day? So it's really not the best idea. And I know even my first article for the Daily Aztec was about this and how I did not agree with it at all. Like, it's received a lot of backlash
against it. We'll just put that mildly.
Yes.
Mildly.
Mildly. All right, guys, moving on. We are talking about spring 2021 commencement. The university is still discussing how to hold this year's commencement and keep it in compliance with COVID-19 social distancing protocols. Commencement may be held using a combination of virtual and in-person drive-by ceremonies, but nothing has been announced. It may also be extended to take place over a longer period than 3 days, according to a report from the Senate meeting. Yeah, that's a great idea. Because especially for a lot of students who didn't get their commencement last year, give a student something.
Yeah, I've talked to some students who concerning about this commencement. Some of them feel like they actually got robbed of commencement. So I'm sure this will be a pretty popular discussion when it comes time to bring this to the table and have a little bit of meetings, a little bit of dialogue about this.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
About. All right. Moving on from that, I'm sorry if I rambled on that first one. COVID-19 vaccination at SDSU may become a future requirement. The university has administered all of the 300 COVID-19 vaccine doses that they received to those who qualify, according to San Diego County's phases. The university received 300 additional vaccine doses on February 25th, so second doses will be administered to those who received their first dose at SDSU, President Adela De La Torre said at the Senate meeting. San Diego State University recently started vaccinating SDSU faculty, staff, and student employees as the county moved into the next phase of Tier 1B. Biology professor Brian Henschel asked President De La Torre after the president's report if the COVID-19 vaccine will be a requirement, similar to the meningitis B vaccine for all students, faculty, and employees starting the fall 2021 semester. The issue right now is that vaccines are emergency use authorization legally. Until that changes, we cannot require anyone to take it, De La Torre said at the meeting. One of the things we've been very successful with is requiring testing for face-to-face classes for our students. Yeah, this is a big one right here. You kind of need, if San Diego State and the CSU will be returning to in-person classes in the fall, they need students to be vaccinated. They also need everyone, or at least a solid majority of the staff here at San Diego State, to have their vaccinations so we can just curb and stop all the cases here at San Diego State. At least slow it down a little bit, because clearly Zoom classes are a little unpopular. I say that with a small grain of salt. And speaking of in-person classes for fall 2021, currently the university is coordinating with each department to determine how many seats can be occupied in a classroom while still maintaining a distance of 6 feet in compliance with COVID-19 social distancing protocol. Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs, Salvador Hector Ocoa, and Associate Deans are still determining what other classes need to be switched to in-person instruction in addition to those currently held in-person this semester. Outside tents may be an option the university uses for classes with more than 70 students, but final decisions haven't been made, Ocoa said at the Senate meeting. The official course schedule for fall 2021 will be posted by the end of March. And I think students would actually prefer to be on campus, even with all vaccinations and me being intense. I'm sure students are more willing to pay tuition for classes and pay for textbooks.
Yeah.
If they're actually on campus and getting to use the facilities here at San Diego State properly.
Very true. Very true. I definitely agree with that. You know, a lot of students are taking it with a grain of salt, like you said, and so maybe being back on campus will increase motivation. Okay, guys, moving on. Patrick Doyle did a really wonderful article that you can find on thedailyaztec.com about the former SDSU professor Chris Chan. I had him at Grossmont not too long ago, actually. But anyway, there's a profile of him on how he grew up in the Philippines, he came to the United States, and he found an opportunity at NBC7. And one of the first stories that he ever covered with them was the Witch Creek fire, which destroyed over 1,000 homes and caused $1 billion in damage. Through his time at NBC7, he experienced a lot of hardships, he experienced what it was like to be a reporter, until eventually he decided to take a new path and become a teacher. And so he started instructing at San Diego City College, finding openings at San Diego State, Grossmont, and taught School of Journalism and Media Studies. He enjoyed his experience of being a professor. He loved interacting with students, and his most memorable moments were the end of the semester when students would tell him how much he liked his course. But once again, Chan decided to take a step in a new direction, and now he has found great opportunity at the San Diego Council Communication Director, where he works today, and loves it so far. He says in quotes, "As you can tell by the story, I'm not a huge planner. I do plan, and the planning has opened up opportunities for me, but I'm just seeing where things go right now and enjoying the ride." End quote. His intense passion for people and their stories is his drive to continue to work in this field. And just as he has thrown plans to the wayside through most of his life, he does not plan to stop helping people anytime soon. Wow, I love that. He's a great professor. I really enjoyed his class at Grossmont. All right, guys, well, that just happens to wrap up all we have to say.
And that's all the news we have for today. Once again, this is to the production night here on the Daily Aztec podcast system. I'm Jason Freund. I'm joined by...
I'm Sarah Rott. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a good day.
All right. Bye, guys.